Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom and welcome to this special bonus episode. Now that we've finished the complete series on surgery, which is a huge milestone, I wanted to take the opportunity to talk about the journey of creating Zero to Finals up to this point and where Zero to Finals is headed in the future. Maybe this is interesting to you. If it's not interesting to you, don't worry. We'll be back with the regular podcasts and starting a series on obstetrics and gynecology very soon. But I thought this would be a nice opportunity between finishing the surgery podcasts and starting the obstetrics and gynecology podcast to talk a little bit about the story of Zero to Finals. I started Zero to Finals in 2016 after I finished foundation training. It's something I'd been desperate to do during foundation training, but there simply isn't much free time when you're doing a busy on-call rota to get something like this off the ground. And I was trying to start Zero to Finals during foundation training, just working at the weekends and in the evenings, but it was very difficult to make any progress. So I took some time out and set to work putting together some very, very basic notes on topics in medicine and surgery. After about 3 to 4 months of work on this, I had some very basic notes which were pretty rubbish to be honest, but I was able to get a website up and running and get some content out there, although at this point nobody used it at all. Then I started GP training in 2017 and I rotated through pediatrics and obstetrics and gynecology. And at this point I started putting together some basic notes on obstetrics and gynecology and pediatrics. But still, very few people, maybe a few people per week, were using the content. Then in 2018, I decided it was time to turn the basic notes I'd put together into something more comprehensive that could seriously be used as a resource for preparing for exams. And that's when I started writing the medicine book, converting the basic medicine notes that I had into something a bit more structured and useful. For quite a while, I've been trying to work out the best way to create a useful podcast for Zero to Finals. I thought about doing an interview series with specialists where I asked them questions and prompted them to teach on their specialist subject, and I even had a few lined up and willing to be guests. However, it seemed like it would take a lot of time and a lot of effort to get these people together and record interviews, and I wasn't sure how useful it would be. Whenever I'm creating content, I always ask myself whether I would have used that resource if I was a medical student again. And if I was honest, I probably wouldn't listen to a podcast where I was interviewing specialists, and I wasn't sure how useful it could be or how it would be used for revision in preparation for exams. As is usually the way when you're creating something, the most simple solution is often the best. And I was trying to figure out how I could make a podcast that would be most useful for preparing for exams. And I realized that the thing that would have been most useful for me is just having somebody read out key notes and key facts that I needed to memorize. And that way I could use it when I was in the gym or I was doing housework or I was walking to and from placements or I was driving or whatever it was. So I had this idea of just reading one topic at a time from the notes I was making for the medicine book. So as a proof of concept, I put together a few episodes as a trial, and the episodes sounded absolutely terrible, but I launched the podcast anyway. Since then, I've re-recorded those episodes as they sounded so bad, but a few people listened, so I carried on putting out 3 episodes a week, and I've not missed a single episode since then, putting out 3 episodes per week. There are now 491 episodes in total, with many more to come. And they're all completely freely available to everyone, with over 250,000 downloads every month, which is basically unbelievable. Since the start of the podcast, I've now published the medicine book, the pediatrics book, the obstetrics and gynecology book, and most recently, the surgery book. I've also created a set of medicine flashcards and almost 100 YouTube videos. I genuinely love making the content for Zero to Finals, and I've been thinking about it and working on it constantly for the past 5.5 years. By far the best thing about it is getting feedback, whether it's in the form of comments, reviews, or emails, letting me know I've helped in some way when people are preparing for exams or learning medicine. I can't imagine not creating medical education content, and I've got many plans for the future. In my mind, Zero to Finals is just getting started. I want to tackle the remainder of the clinical content of medical school, which will include psychiatry, which people often ask about, dermatology, emergency medicine, data interpretation, statistics, and many other topics. I think it's essential that there are questions on all the Zero to Finals content so that you can test yourself and improve your learning. So I'm working on question books and a question bank on the Zero to Finals website, which you can find at zerotofinals.com/questions. I think all the content needs to be in written, illustrated, audio, and video format so that you can choose how you learn best. Once this is all done, I need to make sure everything stays up to date and also move on to tackling the preclinical content, for example, physiology and anatomy. In terms of the podcast, the next thing we're going to do is move on to the obstetrics and gynecology content. The next episode is going to be another bonus episode where I'm going to ask short answer questions on general surgery. I think a short answer question podcast could be really helpful in drilling those key facts into your memory in preparation for your exams while you're on the go. So the format of this will be I'll ask a question, give a pause, and then wait for you to give the answer, and then I'll give the answer. And that way you can keep listening to the podcast until you can recite all the answers when the questions are asked. And I think this could be quite a powerful way of drilling key facts into your memory. You'll be able to find podcast episodes with short answer questions on all the surgery topics on the Zero to Finals Patreon. So that brings me to talking about the new Patreon account that I've just set up, which you can find at patreon.com/zerotofinals. It costs £8 plus VAT to support Zero to Finals. Don't worry, all the core content of Zero to Finals will remain completely free. I'm very proud of the fact that the website has no adverts, no signups, and no barriers to anybody accessing the content. You can continue accessing everything without any obligations, and all the future notes, questions, and podcast episodes will also remain completely free. So the Patreon is just there if you want to support Zero to Finals, but all the normal content will still remain completely free. So don't worry about that disappearing or becoming part of a sign-up or a paid barrier. Having said that, I'm really looking forward to building a community on Patreon, and it would be fantastic to have your support, which will help free up more time for me to work on the core Zero to Finals content and future projects. I'm going to do a giveaway for anybody who signs up before the end of May, where there'll be 10 individual Zero to Finals books that I'll send out, or one particularly lucky member will win a full set of all four Zero to Finals books. So consider signing up before the end of May if you're interested in that giveaway. Also, I've disabled the monthly subscription charge for June, so if you sign up in May, you won't get charged in June. And the first charge will be the 1st of July if you continue to be a member, although you can cancel at any time. If you do become a member, you get access to all the upcoming podcast episodes way before they're released on the podcast, and most of the Obs and Gynae podcasts are already on the Patreon account, so you wouldn't have to wait for them to get released through the normal podcast. You'll also get short answer question episodes and episodes that contain full specialties. For example, a single episode that covers the entirety of cardiology or endocrinology or general surgery. You can also get access to a digital version of the medicine flashcards through the Patreon. And I'll also be posting blog posts with my tips and thoughts on the best ways to learn medicine and prepare for exams. I also want to work on question and answer videos where I do my best to answer your questions on studying medicine and preparing for exams. So I'm aiming to have a lot of really useful stuff on the Patreon, and hopefully over the coming months and years, I can build it into something really useful. So in summary, thanks for listening to this podcast and all the other Zero to Finals podcast episodes. It's really hard for me to believe that so many people make use of all these resources. If you do get a chance to leave a review somewhere, whether it's on the iTunes for the podcast or Amazon for the books, or simply sending me an email, I love hearing from you. As always, this podcast episode was perfectly edited by Harry Watchman, and with that, I hope to see you in the next episode, where we'll go through some short answer questions on general surgery.